This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 484 for Wednesday, July 19th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ice futures canola market moved upwards yet again on Wednesday for its longest rally since April of last year, primarily due to dry conditions on the prairies and strength in soil. Chicago soil gained 2 U.S. cents per pound, while European rapeseed also made gains. Malaysian palm oil was not traded due to a holiday. Crude oil was lower despite upcoming supply cuts from Russia. The Canadian dollar gained 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. West Coast port workers in B.C. are back on the picket line Wednesday after rejecting a federally mediated tentative agreement the night before. Federal Labor Minister Seamus O'Regan claims that the strike is illegal. The November canola contract was up $8.30 per ton at $841.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are on the rise due to forecasts of dry and hot weather, while there is also extra strength coming from Russia's withdrawal of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Western Kansas is expected to see up to 100 millimeters of rain over the next week, with 40 to 50 millimeters in Missouri and Kentucky. However, the Dakotas, western Minnesota, and most of Illinois and Iowa will miss out. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.07 million barrels of ethanol produced per day for the weekend of July 14th, a new weekly high for this year. Ethanol stocks increased by 508,000 barrels to 23.166 million. Safras and Mercado estimated Brazil's 2023-24 corn crop to be 137.4 million tons, down 2 million from the previous year due to fewer acres. Brazil is also projected to export 6.8 million tons in July, compared to 5.63 million the year before, according to ANEC. Algeria is seeking 240,000 tons of South American corn. The September corn contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.46. While recent rains helped maintain or improve the overall condition of the U.S. soybean crop, the USDA is likely to reduce its record yield forecast when it releases new estimates in August. Safras and Mercado also estimated Brazil's 2023-24 soybean crop, projecting 163.2 million tons, up 4.5% from the record-breaking amount this year due to increased acreage. Brazil is also projected to export 8.8 million tons of soybeans in July, more than the 7 million shipped out last July, but lower than the previous estimate of 10.4 million. The August soybean contract was up down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $14.92, while the November contract was up 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.09. Russia continued with missile and drone attacks on the port of Odessa in Ukraine overnight. Russia's defense ministry said it will consider any vessel sailing into Ukraine as weapons and munition traffic and will respond accordingly. Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Slovakia have asked the European Union to extend a ban on Ukrainian grain exports past September 15th. Germany and Croatia have said it will help Ukraine find alternate paths to ship out grain. Ukraine AgroConsult raised its estimates for Russian new crop wheat exports by 2 million tons to 47 million and old crop exports by 4.8 million to 46.8 million. The September Chicago wheat contract was up 57 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.28. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 40 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.67. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.95. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.